Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting.
Let's go!
Welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio!
Morning!
I don't want to be dramatic, but coming up later, I got the results of when I had to go sleep in that room with all the stuff on my heart and my brain and stuff. Let me just say, I was shocked, a bit scared. I'm a little confused. I'll give you the results coming up later on. First, though, let's go around the room, check in with everybody. Up first, he always has a hat on his head, but he'd rather have a full head of hair instead. It's Eddie!
Yeah! Guys, I have been celebrating 35 birthday parties for my kids. I have 4 kids, so if you do the math, I've thrown 35 parties. That's crazy. And I just realized how to throw the best birthday party for kids ever.
Was it because you did it or because you went to one?
No, I went to one and saw how they did it, and I said, this is amazing. Okay. So this past weekend, my son turned 9. We did it for him, and it's awesome.
Go ahead.
There's a place that it's like an indoor soccer place. You rent it for $200, and they give you the field.
Oh, so it's just buy a big space.
You just buy a big field, and they throw in like a teenager kid who just plays with all the kids for 2 hours. It's amazing.
Does every city, you know, the show's all over the country, so does every city have this?
I don't know, but you need to call an indoor soccer place and be like, can we rent that, and can you throw in a teenager to play with our kids for 2 hours?
One free teenager?
Yes.
So do they play soccer or football or what?
They play whatever they want. They want to play flag football? The kid plays flag football with them. They want to play soccer? He's the ref for the soccer game.
But do they have multiple breakaways, or is everybody playing the same game?
Everyone's playing the same game.
Are there like video games around or something?
No, it's just the field.
They have to stay on the field.
Yeah, and they have cones, they have flags, they have all the accessories.
Can they play dodgeball?
They can play dodgeball. They have
this one for us. I'm gonna be honest with you. Aside from the kids,
it is awesome. Mm-hmm. And for $200, like, this is where it's at.
So the throw the party is $200. You didn't have to pay $200 to take your kid.
No, it's $200 for the party. You can have up to 30 kids. It's amazing.
30?
30 kids.
Wow. Whoa.
You charge $5 a head. Don't even have a birthday party.
Dude, it's awesome.
All right, thank you. He's the king. At least he was at his prom, and he loves watching Teen Mom. It's Lunchbox.
I'm here to spill the tea, guys. We got some breaking news going on in this studio that you guys do not realize.
Breaking news! Yeah. Breaking news!
Morgan's got a dude.
Go ahead.
I was walking through the kitchen the other day. I came out of the bathroom, and there is a bouquet of roses. Pink roses, says to Morgan.
Why would they send them here?
That's what I'm saying. She is on the Abby train of falling in love.
But why would they send them here, and then Morgan would just leave them out to where
No, she didn't even know they were there. They had been delivered, and someone set them in the kitchen. Like, that's the mail room also. And
nobody called her to say, you were sent flower. It just feels like it's not, this is not true.
It tells me that Morgan started dating a new dude, and she was like, I really like when I get surprises at work. And he heard that and said, boom, flowers at work. Because no one.
Did you take a picture?
Oh, I took pictures, videos.
Him holding them in the nude.
I mean, Eddie, what are those flowers?
Those are flowers.
Amy.
I saw some on the table, but I didn't know what they were.
They're
pretty flowers, but I don't know if they say love.
Let's go to Morgan. Let's go to Morgan.
It could be like, hey, sorry about your vertigo.
Did some dude send you flowers?
They did.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
I don't have a boyfriend. Wish I did.
But it was a dude. He's actually right about one of these?
It was a listener, a guy who gave me his number.
Okay, so it's not a guy you went out with.
Oh. No, it's not a guy I went out with.
Hey, still good tea, though, then, Lunchbox.
Dang, so
and that's
call?
Sweet.
Yeah.
So what's the deal?
I mean, I don't. He didn't like put his Instagram or anything. He was just like,
"Hey,
here's my number." No, I have no idea who this person is.
Secret admirer.
He wrote his name, but he didn't put his last name.
Okay, should I just have the first number? Name,
but only a phone number.
Yeah.
So we could try to call him later on in the show.
We can, but like I don't know anything about him. I don't know how old he is.
Out.
I don't know.
I can get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
I know nothing.
Well, what'd he say?
He just was like, "Hey, like I wanted you to have flowers on Valentine's Day. Uh-huh. I think you deserve them." And you can reach out to me at this number, but you totally don't have to.
What's his area code? Do you know what town?
415.
Doesn't ring a bell.
It looks like it could be 615. It looks like it could be local.
No, it's not 615. I know
it's 4. Oh, is that the flower shop that I'm seeing? Number, okay.
Yeah.
Oh. What's 415?
That's San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Yeah, K-Bay Country.
Okay.
Our affiliate out there is coming through.
Interesting.
Huh. Well, we're 2 hours ahead of them, and right now it's like butt cracks. So
hey,
call them right now.
But love does not know time.
Love does know time. Yeah, my wife loves me less when I wake her up. I'll be honest with you. So why don't we try to call later on? We'll just call and say, "Hey, this is us on the show," and just maybe get to see what's up. No pressure on you.
Yeah. Okay.
I can handle it.
Okay.
You can be a part
of it.
Take
the pressure for me.
I just want to see what he looks like. Because that's nice, and he's also not like I know where you live.
And they're really pretty flowers. Like they're not like Walmart flowers. These came from like a flower shop. They're roses. They're huge.
This is amazing.
Is something wrong with Walmart flowers?
No, I like Walmart flowers. I'm just saying, like,
that's where
he
I got
went,
my flowers for my wife.
He went all out to send me flowers.
Yeah, she's saying there's a difference in price and what he was willing to spend on
that's
someone
true.
That he doesn't even know.
That's more of what I was.
Would you ever go out with a guy that did this in this way?
Yes.
It's not no.
It depends.
Right. So it's
but
yes.
It depends on a lot of factors.
Just like, you know, a lot of things just depend on. If you really liked a guy, then it's like totally fine that he does certain things. And then if you don't, it's like,
dude, this could be the
sounds
start.
It sounds very personal to Amy, too. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, Amy's. That was.
What?
Okay. Maybe later on we try to get a hold of him.
Okay.
We need to wait till after 8, though, because that's 6 San Francisco. Everybody good on that?
Yeah. I can't wait.
If we can't get him, we'll call him after the show. And see if we can record it for the next day. Love's in the air.
Thanks, Lunchbox.
Hey, I love love.
Hey, you're
good
welcome.
Tea, Lunchbox. Really coming through lately, you know, man?
Hey, I'll do what I can.
All right, let's move on. Sometimes she gets scammed, but it happens so much, it's hard to understand. It's Amy.
Woo!
So according to a survey conducted by the Firefighter Safety Research Institute, only 29% of us sleep with our bedroom door closed.
I sleep with mine closed to make it one more element in case someone's trying to murder me.
Well, that's good. That's one. This is a safety tip.
Mm.
Yeah.
And sometimes I lock the door, but then I go out at another, like a little side door, then I come back around the door and I can't get in. And my wife's just thinking, God, so stupid.
It backfires.
Yeah. I know.
See, I'm kind of, sometimes I leave it open, sometimes I shut it because if my cat or my dog wants to come in my room. But really, we should sleep with it closed because it can reduce the spread of carbon monoxide. It could slow the spread of fire if that's happening. It can aid in temperature regulation, keep your bedroom quiet, and promote a feeling of security.
But what, murders, rapers. You want to keep them out?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It's one more element at least.
You have to shut the door and lock it.
I do that too.
Yeah,
I do that too.
So I don't know. I just thought it was interesting. I didn't want to know if we were like door open or door closed.
Closed every door closed in my house. I go through and check every door. A little weird about that. You?
Bedroom closed only if we're.
Otherwise, you leave it open?
Otherwise, wide open, man.
Wow.
Don't have a door on my room and.
Wait, you don't?
You don't have a door in your bedroom?
Why?
So the kids could walk in at any time?
It's just wide open. Is it beads?
No, that's funny. That's funny. No,
love
but we don't close any doors. All the doors are open.
But what if, like, Eddie?
Yeah, man, you got kids.
They watch?
No, they're. No. I mean,
this is how you were born. Sit down, kids. Here's your notepad.
They're asleep.
Yeah. Okay.
You think they are?
Yeah.
Well.
Okay.
Wait, why don't you have a door?
You have a door at all? Like taking off the hinges?
No, it just didn't come with a door.
Your bedroom didn't come with a door?
No.
Wait.
Wow. I've never heard of a single bedroom. Are you sure you moved into the right room?
Yeah.
He's in the living room.
Did you get a discount on this house?
No. This didn't have a door. It's like a loft.
Okay.
This is not. Does it have a closet? Because if it does have a closet, it's not
bedroom,
a bedroom.
It has a closet.
But for the main bedroom, there's no door.
Yeah.
Do your kids have doors in theirs? Or is it all lofts?
No, they have doors.
Do you live in Brooklyn?
The penthouse.
Why in Brooklyn?
No. Okay.
So did you go upstairs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
They maybe converted the attic into a room?
Yeah, I think maybe.
You don't know?
He's actually weird.
I mean, how would I know? I wasn't there when it was designed.
You don't have a door is bizarre.
You guys never had a room with no door?
Yeah, in college, it was an efficiency.
Yeah, it was called a dorm.
Oh.
Okay.
It's called a loft.
Okay. And your kids can just come in at any time.
They do it all the time. Mm-hmm.
Have they ever came in?
Yeah. You sure?
I'm sure.
Okay. Thank you. Weird. Amy, thank you very much. Ray, set me up.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, he has a room with a door. It's because he used to snore. Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Nice. I want to bring in one of our producers, and we do some podcast stuff. His name's Kevin. Kickoff Kevin. And I just want to ask you guys what your thoughts are on him. Kevin, good morning.
Morning.
So Kevin will go to a concert and wear a cowboy hat. Now, it's like artists who wear cowboy hats who never have actually had to wear a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
Like, it's part of their look. Now, Kevin, what I ask from you is, do you wear a cowboy hat naturally? Have you ever in your life worn a cowboy hat? Or are you basically doing cowboy cosplay?
Never before I moved to Nashville.
Okay.
But multiple times since I've been here.
But for cosplay.
But you do it like cowboy cosplay. Like, you're just going to a show and...
Yeah.
If you were going to Harry Potter, you'd wear, like, the wand. And stuff. It's the same thing.
The cloak.
I wouldn't go to Harry Potter, but if I did, maybe.
Okay, so how do we feel about him just wearing a cowboy hat to country shows when he doesn't normally wear a cowboy hat? Because he admits openly he's just wearing it because it's part... I kind of don't mind it as much. I think it's fun. If he's outwardly saying, yeah, I'm not a cowboy, I just do it for fun.
Yeah, I like it.
It's kind of the fake cowboys that annoy me.
It's kind of posers.
Well, he is a fake... It's annoying because he's going to go to the concert and block the view from the person behind him when he doesn't really wear a cowboy hat. So if you are a true cowboy, I get it. You wear it all the time, so you don't even think about blocking their view. The fact you never wear it, mm-hmm. but when you go to the concert, you're like, I'm going to put this on to purposely block the view of the person behind me. Annoying.
Do you ever meet a girl and she's like, I met me a cowboy tonight.
Love it. They love it, yeah.
But, I mean, but you're not
yeah, but that's,
that.
You're
not a cowboy.
That's deceiving.
Yeah, and I'll tell them straight up.
How do you say straight up to them?
I like your hat. Thanks. You know, I brought it out for this concert.
That's not telling them straight up.
But that can be like, it's a nice hat.
Yeah, but they like it.
Yeah, no.
But then you're going to have to wear it every time you see them.
No.
So when you meet a lady, do you take it off and put it over your heart and be like, how you doing?
Yeah.
Like golf.
Hello, pretty lady.
Well, yeah,
I came straight from the tractor.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're just playing cowboy at country shows. Yeah. Do you ever wear it to non-country events?
No.
Never.
No.
If you go to hip-hop shows?
No. But that would be fun.
What does he wear at hip-hop shows?
I don't know, dude. I don't know if it was like the early 90s overalls with one thing undone.
Right.
Like Theo Huxtable.
Gold chain.
Yeah, kind of weird.
Kind of weird, right?
Kind of weird.
Yeah.
But he's also the same guy that wears the band t-shirt to the band.
I don't mind that at all.
No.
As long as he admits it's kind of cosplay, I'm cool with it.
I think, you have to be upfront. If you're meeting a girl, you have to be upfront.
It's like having kids.
So like if you're divorced with kids.
Hey, I don't really wear this every day. I'm not a cowboy. Hey, nice to meet you. I'm Kevin.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Okay, I'm good with that answer. Everybody good?
I don't like it, but let's move on.
No, I just mean in general.
Oh, I'm fine.
Okay. All right, cool. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. Hoping for some of your world-class advice. I got my associate's degree a couple years ago. I've been working as an installer for my dad's company. I still live at home. I like my job. My parents are cool with me living with them. And honestly, I like being around them. But I feel like my life is flying by and I have nothing to show for it yet. I like writing. But I don't know how I could turn that passion into something that I could do for a living. Do I need to stir things up and get out of my comfort zone so I can make something of myself? Or should I try to gradually improve my situation while enjoying my easy job and great living with my parents? I just don't know what I should do. Signed, Stuck in Jose. You know what the enemy of greatness is? Comfortable. Because if you're comfortable, you're already feeling good. Why are you going to like push yourself so much?
Hmm.
Like, that's the enemy of greatness. And you don't have to be great, but I do feel for you in that you're like, what do I do? Like, there's some sacrifice. If I have to give it up, this is what I would suggest. First of all, understand that generally to grow, it hurts to grow. Growing itself is not fun. As a physical person, mental health, like the growing part's hard. When you're grown, it feels good, but the growing part hurts. So there's going to be some growing that you have to do if it is deciding to write blogs for no money and pitch those to somebody who's got a website and slowly build your way up. It's time, it's effort. We only have so much effort and energy. And I'll do one more of these. The, you know, the best time to plant a tree? 20 years ago.
That's right.
Right.
You know the second best time?
Today.
Right now.
That's it. Because what's going to happen is in another year, in another 5 years, another 10 years, you're going to be having the same conversation with yourself going, I just don't. And you would have wished on this day today, you would have just planted a seed. So what I'm going to encourage you to do is not shake up your life for something you don't know if it fulfills you or not. Because what could happen is you could shake it up so hard and it doesn't fulfill you. Then you're like, well, what am I doing? But if you want to write, if that's the example here, keep your job and just set aside an hour, day, night, whenever, to actually write. Even if you have nothing to write at all, there are also so many prompts online that can help you write. But whatever it is, you have to discipline yourself to do it so you can see if you actually like doing it when it doesn't feel good. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be Amy auditioning for movies, acting, because that's her thing. It could be, what do you do?
A lot of things.
Yeah, there you go. A lot, it could be a lot of things.
And also auditioning for things.
Right. So it's going to be uncomfortable. It should be uncomfortable. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. But anyone that's comfortable likes to be comfortable. That's the hardest thing to break out of. You want to write? Start writing. Make a schedule. Follow it. And when you're like, this sucks, or I can't stay to the schedule, then you didn't want to do it enough anyway.
No, no. Ask Scuba can Steve. Give him advice on writing.
He really doesn't want to.
Oh.
He would like to. That would be awesome.
My bad.
But there's probably something that he wants to do that he'll end up doing with that time.
Exactly. And that's another thing I'm focusing on.
See, there is. That's all the writing thing. I just don't think, I think he thinks he has a good idea and that's great. And but I'm sure there's something else that he will eventually dedicate that time to when he finds out what it is. Because it's hard, especially when you have a life and kids, and you got to have a paycheck. You got, it's not supposed to be easy. Because again, if it was easy,
everybody
would be doing it.
True that.
Thanks, Lunchbox.
Yep.
Make yourself uncomfortable, buddy, but don't make it so uncomfortable. Don't just run away because it's like trying to run a marathon, like train for a marathon by running 10 miles the first day. What happens is people do that and they hurt so bad the second day, they don't ever want to go back and train. So get yourself into it. Set a schedule. See if you like it. If you still like it after you don't like it for a while, then you love it. And that's what you do. There you go. That's it. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag.
We did pick a bit and the options were the weird tool Amy's using in the dating world from Amy. Eddie had a way Lunchbox to keep his car running longer. Lunchbox almost lost his family and almost spent the rest of his life in prison. Quite dramatic. And then Ray put cops on my doorstep. There was a cop that flashed his badge on Ray's door.
That one sounds good.
We voted before the break and Amy was the winner here. The weird tool Amy is using in the dating world. Pick a bit. Amy, you're up.
Okay, well, I went to ChatGPT to ask it how to kindly turn someone down that has asked me out.
It's AI, basically. I mean, it is AI.
Yeah, and they write up a really thoughtful response. And
do you have it?
We moved from the app to text.
Got it.
We were texting, and then I just decided,
wow, so you moved them to text and then rejected them?
That's what I'm
saying. What happened?
I need to kindly...
What was his first text to you?
You must move to text real fast.
Look at this picture of this.
I just...
Go ahead.
...realized, okay, so I don't do this. I've never done this before. Right. And I thought, well, let me ask ChatGPT. And it gave me a response that... Because I ended up replying a little bit late. So I said, thanks for your patience.
Read it exactly as you wrote it.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for your patience. It's been a crazy week. Hope yours has been good. In the name of full transparency, I'm not feeling enough of a connection to pursue this further, even though you're awesome. Wish you the best of luck.
Yeah, that sounds fake.
I would have.
I would have never said
even though you're awesome. I mean,
I know.
And who says in the name of transparency?
Right, exactly.
ChatGPT.
A robot does.
I know.
I just typed it in.
Mm-hmm.
And I said,
what'd you get?
It doesn't say.
It should be the same thing, huh?
No, not always. Depends on the.
Hey, I want to thank you for reaching out and showing interest. I've really enjoyed our conversations, but I don't think we're quite right as far as romantically speaking. I hope you understand, and I wish you all the best in your search for someone who's a perfect fit for you.
That's all so fake.
Yeah.
But what would you say? See?
Well, I mean, you could just put in your own words.
Hey, you know what?
I'm going to do this one. How do I tell my friend Eddie that he needs to shave his head and go fully bald instead of wearing a hat to cover a small amount of hair?
Okay, you don't have to be so detailed about it.
Here we go. Eddie.
Yeah, go ahead. Talk
I
to
wanted
me
to once. Talk to you about something because I care about you.
Okay.
Have you ever considered shaving your head completely? I mean, I think it could really sue you and boost your confidence even more than wearing a hat. Just a thought, but I'm here to support whatever decision you make.
Wow. Well, that sounds real. That one sounds real.
You got another one? How do I tell Lunchbox to not fart in the studio we all work in kindly? Okay. Hey, Lunchbox.
Yep.
Hope you're doing well, buddy. I wanted to bring something up that might be a bit awkward. So it's important for maintaining a comfortable environment here in the studio. I've noticed some occasional gas. And while it is completely natural, it can be a bit distracting for everyone. Would you mind being a little mindful when working together? I appreciate you understanding.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty good. Like, that's really good. And so quick.
I'm only going to use this to communicate with people from now on.
Yeah.
That's good.
Think about how long it would take for you to be like, all right, how do I not insult Lunchbox? Like, how do I say this nicely? That was so quick.
I just don't have that filter. I usually just say it.
Yeah, stop farting in the studio,
stop
dude.
Farting and making us all
There you go.
Dude, you look stupid with a hat. Just shave your head already.
Can I just ask Amy why you decided not to go out with this guy after you moved him? Because usually when you get moved from app to text, that's like time to go on a date.
I also learned I won't do that again so fast. I'm learning.
Was your opening message just your phone number?
I'm learning. No. Okay. Not at all.
But what about him?
I could just tell it's not going to be.
Did you not tell in the app? But still you Googled him. You didn't do that.
But you can't Google when they're in the app because you don't know anything about. You only know their first name. You can't figure
you can find
out. I had a difficult time.
You don't know their last name in the app?
Nope.
Oh.
But you can find it, don't you think, Morgan?
Not always.
Yeah, there are some that are difficult, but more often than not, I can find them.
There was that Face Finder website that my friend told me about.
Well, that sounds creepy.
But I just wasn't, whenever I would enter their faces, I wasn't able to get a match.
Tell them that. Hey, I entered your face in this app, and I can't find you. Okay, well, thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah.
And we learned about ChatGPT.
That's cool, man.
That is cool.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A six-year-old boy was going to school, and he was wearing space-themed shirts because he loved space. He was like, I want to be an astronaut. I want to wear shirts with rocket ships on them. I mean, he's also six, so, yeah. Like, who cares? But other kids started picking on him for always being spacey, and they were calling him spacey and saying he was a nerd. So they made a video about this kid's loving space, and an astronaut from NASA reached out.
Yes!
Isn't that crazy? So Jose Hernandez, an astronaut who traveled to the International Space Station, who's been in space, recorded a video for the kid who had been bullied and was like, hey, I used to be like this too. And now I'm an astronaut. I've been to space. I love that he did that.
Yeah.
Because this poor kid, he didn't need to get bullied for that.
Wait, what was the astronaut's name?
Jose Hernandez.
Yeah. Okay. So they made a movie about this guy.
Oh, they did?
Michael Pena's on it and it's called A Million Miles Away. And I've been wanting to watch it because it keeps coming up on the whatever streaming
thing.
You
don't want to give a kidney away.
Yeah,
too.
You've been wanting to do a lot of things and tell me something good.
I'm just saying.
Every tell me something good, he wants to do something.
I've been wanting to do something with it.
Guys, I just want to watch a movie. Mm-hmm. I don't want to give a kidney away.
No, you do because you said that.
No, I do eventually someday. Yeah. But look, this is the dude. That's crazy. Michael Pena plays him and like is a whole story on him.
That's really cool. The Rotten Tomatoes review of is really high. Wow, it's extremely
high. That's what I'm talking about.
95%. It's an inspirational biopic that mostly avoids heavy-handed gimmicks. What's it on?
Amazon. Okay. It says it portrays his inspiring journey from migrant farm worker to space explorer.
Dang.
Don't you want to watch
it's like double Tell Me Something Good, Jose Hernandez? Yes, Morgan.
I did watch it.
Let's go. It's
really good.
It's good?
Yeah, it's super inspirational.
Did you think he was an Avenger first? That's why you watched it?
Yeah, I was like, is this sci-fi? I didn't realize it was like real life. And then it got really emotional. It was great. A great movie.
Well, great.
Yeah, man. And I want to watch it
good
someday.
Good for you for like knowing that's the dude.
Well, I heard Hernandez. I'm like, what else do you want to do? I want to plant a tree. Mm-hmm. I want to
give a kidney.
Just somewhere random.
No, then I remember bags of food that he gives out.
No, I do that. I do that.
Yeah, we were like, well, let's go check your car. And like, I'm out.
Actually, I think he said his bags of candy.
Yeah, with money in it.
The Snickers bars.
With money in it.
Yes. $5.
Yeah. Okay, thank you all. Jose Hernandez, you're awesome. Kid, you're awesome. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. In Florida, guy got arrested. He attacked the bride, who was also his sister, at a wedding. Then, while being escorted out, he also struck the brother-in-law, a bridesmaid, a niece, and his own mom.
Oh, wow.
He was a groomsman, by the way, too. Like,
why was he mad? What happened?
He was at a wedding in Largo, Florida. Got kicked out after getting into a fight with his sister, who was the bride. At the wedding, like, you do that before. Like, if you have to do it, you don't do it right. So it started as an argument. The other guests had to escort him out of the reception. It feels like on an airplane when somebody's like trying to push the door open and everybody jumps on. It feels like that's what happened around 10 p.m. And police say alcohol may have been a factor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I got a feeling if it wasn't alcohol, it was something. Something was a factor. He, again, struck everybody else on his way out. He had spent 10 years in prison. So he had been in jail for a while. And he's facing 5 battery charges, all felonies. They also tacked on a criminal mischief charge. Who was at the wedding where the thing caught on fire?
I was. My buddy Oscar, he got married in a museum in Corpus Christi, Texas. And the museum said, do not put flowers around these candles. They'll light on fire. And the wedding planner's like, no, it'll be fine. I've done plenty of weddings. They don't catch on fire. And so the groomsmen, we start walking out. Flowers go up in flames, and we grab them off the wall, and we're stomping them. So when the bride came out, it smells like burnt stuff, and there are burnt flowers all at the front where she's getting married.
But they didn't cancel the wedding?
Didn't cancel the wedding, and luckily the museum didn't burn down.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been terrible.
Did you think it was funny?
Hilarious.
Yeah, me too.
Hilarious.
Now I do. But I would think if I were watching this wedding, let's say I just went as a date with somebody who knew the family.
Great.
Hey, go to this wedding. Oh, man, I'd have my phone out. It would have been the highlight of my awesome. Life. Yeah, that would have been hilarious to watch a dude just start fighting people at the wedding. I don't like it that he hit women.
I forgot about the child.
Yeah, let's just say it was all dudes. It's just hilarious to see that at a wedding if it's not your wedding. But dude served 10 years.
Huh. So he's
probably going back.
Yeah, he's probably, yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, you're not used to how to behave on the outside.
You don't have to punch your sister at her wedding as your groomsman.
Yeah.
Earlier this month, listen to this, a bride-to-be is slammed for tacky detail and wedding invites. Now, I actually, before I tell you what it is, I think it's kind of reasonable. but I understand how people can think it's tacky. Tacky is all in the eye of the beholder. So they posted a screenshot of this bride and groom posting their wedding invite. So here it is, boom. And it got posted in the That's It, I'm Wedding Shaming Facebook group. And so they says, here's where it is in the United States. Here's the meal, collect your thing. And it says, in lieu of traditional wedding gifts, we kindly request that you contribute towards the cost of our reception buffet. Huh. This will allow us to share a wonderful meal together and create lasting memories with our loved ones. $40 for adults, $20 for children. And they, again, they said, don't bring us a present, pay for this instead.
I like it.
I have no, I can see where some people who hold their pinkies up when they drink coffee and point their nose in the air might think that that's tacky.
Those people.
But if you're going to get something from someone anyway, and people feel like they have to bring a gift, I don't see the problem here. Maybe it's a little tacky, but who cares? It's, it feels like it, they're not going to be out money and they wanted to create experience for everybody else. They could have just not had food.
It's no different than wedding registries where you tell them what to get you. Like, I want this, so buy me this.
I guess the difference is traditionally you walk up to the wedding with a gift or it gets mailed to them, not you pay for the meal at the wedding.
I don't mind it.
Yeah, if they were asking for gifts and that, then maybe there's more to discuss, but I, not if that's what they're asking for, just so that everybody can gather together and have a good time.
The invite said, to facilitate the planning process, we kindly ask that you include your contribution when you RSVP. Mm-hmm. Do you see how some people could think that was tacky, though?
Yeah.
I can see how some people do, but I also, I like it.
So it's like when you go to a wedding, they want you to pay for your own drinks.
I don't like
tacky.
That.
Tacky.
Oh, not having an open bar.
Yeah, you got to have an open bar, man. It's part of having a wedding.
Right. It's not. Because you can not have a bar at all. If you can't afford it.
Well, I'm not going to that wedding.
That's a no-go.
Alcohol can be
really
very
expensive.
Right?
Did I have one bar?
Yes.
Yeah, you did.
Nice.
And you had specialty drinks, like these specialty two. I didn't have one, but they looked pretty.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sometimes people meet in the middle on the bar. Like, they'll provide each person coming with two drink coupons, and then anything after that, you pay for.
Are drink coupons at a wedding tacky?
Yes.
I don't...
Well, no, because you can ask people that don't drink. Like, Bobby, can I have your coupons?
Yeah,
but you look like you're at the club. It's like, oh, here's a...
But...
It just seems weird.
It's a way to provide your guests with one or two drinks on you, and then if they want anything beyond that, they can pay for it.
It is money, you guys. You guys are acting like everybody just has all this money.
I know, but you gotta have alcohol.
Yeah, there's some things you can...
You don't gotta have alcohol.
You can get rid of napkins if you... and save money and have an open bar.
Like, the flowers? Come on.
Get rid of them. You guys are insane. If I were to say, you are the weakest link, goodbye. That show is?
The Weakest Link.
Yep.
You are the weakest link, goodbye.
If I were to say, I'm ready, that would be?
SpongeBob.
I'm ready!
Boom. 2000s. Let's play the game. Winner gets a chance to win some cash.
Ooh.
Love that.
Or something even better, worth more.
Oh, my.
Let's go. 7 on the board. Number 1. That's what she said. That's what she said. Okay. That's what she said.
Okay.
We don't have to say who said it.
I just need the show.
I'm just
making sure.
You can be extra confident and do that, but if you do miss that and get the show, you miss it.
But no bonus points.
No bonus points. Okay. Just cockiness points.
Got it.
Okay.
That's what she said, Amy.
The Office.
Lunchbox.
Michael Scott from The Office.
He wanted cocky points.
Hey, I got us up a cocky point. Eddie?
Look at The Office.
Good. The next one.
So dumb.
The Tribe Has Spoken. Oh, yeah. Play The Office one.
That's what she said.
Thank you. All right. The Tribe Has Spoken.
I'm in.
In for the win.
In.
Amy?
Survivor.
Lunchbox?
Jeff Probst from Survivor.
Eddie?
A Survivor.
Correct.
The Tribe Has Spoken.
Two cocky points.
Yeah, two cocky points,
none.
Man.
Yeah, I'm winning.
Cocky what?
Cocky points.
Okay.
How about Bazinga? Bazinga. Huh. Catchphrases from 2000s TV. Bazinga.
Dude, one more cocky point. This would be a big one for you.
No, I don't know their names.
Oh, come on, you can do it.
Nope.
Everybody in?
Everyone win.
Amy?
Big Bang Theory?
Lunchbox?
Big Bang Theory.
Eddie?
Big Bang Theory.
Correct.
Bazinga.
Next one. Is this chicken what I have or is this fish? 2000s TV catchphrases game. Is this chicken what I have, or is this fish? Need the show.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Now, what was the name of the show, though?
Yeah, I don't know.
Amy, you got it?
Yep.
You know the name of the show?
Yep.
Dang. Oh, man.
Is this chicken what I have, or is this fish?
Ah, man, I'm in. Dang, I don't know if I got the right name.
Eddie?
Okay, I have the Jessica Simpsons.
Yeah, incorrect.
Because the Simpsons would just be wrong.
The Jessica Simpsons. Right. Though, yeah. Lunchbox. Yeah.
Well, I have Jessica Simpson, and I didn't know if the name was Nick and Jessica or if it's called The Newlyweds, and I put The Newlyweds.
What did you write down? You said like eight things.
I said Jessica Simpson, The Newlyweds. That's what I said.
Eddie?
Jessica Simpson's The Newlyweds.
That's what I put.
That's what you wrote down.
Correct. And a cocky point.
Yeah!
Wow.
Wow, that's a big cocky point right there. Big
is
point.
This chicken what I have or is this fish?
What'd you have?
I have Jessica Simpson, Newlyweds.
Yeah, you get your cocky point too.
Oh, you got a cocky thing, point. Thing, yeah. Eddie has no cocky.
I got a cocky point. I said the Jessica Simpsons.
No, no, no. You can't just get a cocky point.
Oh, I can't?
No.
Okay.
No,
no. Dang it.
Yeah, no. Cocky's got to come with the other ones. All right, next up. Giggity, giggity, goo. 2000s TV catchphrases. Giggity, giggity, goo.
Oh, man. Should I go for cocky point on this?
That cocky point will get you, though.
I know.
Giggity, giggity, goo.
Giggity, giggity, goo.
Giggity, giggity, goo.
I'm in.
Lunchbox and Amy have 4 points. Eddie has three. Eddie can get back into
I have three cocky points.
Amy. Giggity, giggity, goo. Giggity, giggity, goo. All right, need an answer, guys?
Okay. I don't think I got it.
Lunchbox?
I put King of the Hill.
Mm. Amy?
Didn't think of it.
Family Guy.
Eddie?
That's I'm not going cocky points. Family Guy.
Family Guy.
Oh, giggity,
giggity, giggity, giggity,
giggity,
giggity.
Quagmire. Quagmire?
Yeah. Quagmire. Giggity, giggity.
All I could think was Boomhauer.
Giggity, giggity. Okay.
Woo! Stupid.
Two left. That boy ain't right.
TV show?
2000s TV catchphrases. That boy ain't right.
I'm in.
Oh, I'm in trouble. I never heard of that. Oh, don't change it now.
I'm not. I'm adding my cocky point. Shut up.
No, you already...
When you're in, though, you got to be
yeah,
in.
Yeah, you get no cocky point.
I can just say my cocky point.
Yeah, that's true.
But you won't get it.
Yeah, cocky points aren't even a thing, guys. I just said it.
That's so important yeah. now.
What was this phrase again?
That boy ain't right.
That boy
that
ain't...
That boy ain't right.
Amy's got five, Lunchbox's got TV four, and Eddie's show. Got four.
That boy ain't right?
That boy ain't right.
You said Amy has what?
Four. Amy has five, and you two have four.
Okay, so yes. I got to need
this. This is from a TV show.
Yeah, I haven't.
Yes, Lunchbox is from a TV show.
He might be playing possum, though.
No, I'm really not. I'm...
Time. Lunchbox.
Friday Night Lights.
Amy.
Friday Night Lights.
What on earth?
Eddie.
I think...
King of the Hill.
Correct.
Hank Hill.
Oh,
my God. Cocky boy.
Right. It was just your accent.
Here we go.
Boy ain't right.
Woo! Okay. Tied up, Amy.
Okay.
Hey, I'm still winning cocky points, though.
Yeah.
So we'll play my song for that.
Good luck with that. How about this one?
I just gave that to Eddie, too.
It's going to be legend. Wait for it. Derry.
I want to need that one again.
Oh, I'm in.
It's going to be legend. Wait for it. Derry.
I am in for the win with cocky point.
Oh, boy. I'm in, I guess.
Let's go to Lunchbox first. Go ahead.
That is Barney Stinson, How I Met Your Mother.
Eddie.
I have Zoolander.
Okay.
That's a movie.
Lunchbox 5, Eddie 5. Amy, if you get it, you are the winner.
How I Met Your Mother.
Winner. It's going to be legend. Wait for it. And I hope you're not lactose intolerant because the second half of that word is dairy.
Let's go.
Wow. Man, but if you combine cocky points with regular points, I win.
It takes 10,000 cocky points to equal 1 point.
Oh, sorry,
that's what
dude.
The
mm-hmm.
transition.
You don't win.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so
you are the winner.
Okay.
Would you like to hear a little song?
Sure.
Go ahead. Would you like to play for $20, for $40, or for this graded 9? 2019 Luka Doncic Rookie card.
Amy, that's
not rookie. How, just card.
How much is the rookie card worth?
It's graded and all that.
I don't know what that means.
You said nothing.
Who knows? Bones. It's up to you.
It's graded and it's in a case.
They
graded it.
It's mint condition.
What grade did they give it?
A 9 out of 10.
Oh, Amy, that's amazing.
2019 Panini Illusions, Luka Doncic, Mystique Sapphire. You can do this. You can play for $40 or $20. Go ahead.
I'm playing for the card.
Okay. The card is going to be the most expensive one. So you're going to have to pick number 1 through 15. And if you get it right, you get the card. Stand by.
1 through 15?
Yeah, because 1 through 5 would have been $20. 1 through 10 would have been $40. 1 through 15 would have been the card.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Amy, do you know Luka?
I don't.
Amy. Wait, let me tell Ray what the number is.
Okay.
Did you hear me? Yeah. Amy, pick a number.
4.
Okay. Let's try number 5. Open the door. So far, you're still alive.
You're going to do this with all the numbers?
I know it's too many numbers.
15 numbers.
Let's try number 3 since you picked 4.
She got it.
It's definitely worth way more than what the $40.
How much is it worth?
Well, we're looking at it here, a bunch of different things.
Okay.
But I'm like, it doesn't matter.
Well, I'm going to, this is the first thing I've ever had that's in mint condition, never been touched, so I'm going to hold on to it for 20 years.
Great.
Is this guy legendary?
He's legendary.
He's legend.
Will be.
Wait for it. Dairy. Show me number 4.
Oh, no.
If you open the door to number 12. Sorry, you didn't win, but you won the game.
Just for fun, can I have it?
Nope. That's funny. That's a funny question, but no, thank you. Here's Breanne from Denver.
Hey, Bobby. Good morning, studio. You can probably tell, but I'm losing my voice. And unfortunately, I'm an executive coach for a living, so I need my voice. What are your guys' tips and tricks for, one, maintaining your voice for the radio, and two, if you lose your voice, how do you get it back? Thanks so much. Love the show.
It's a very simple way to not make your voice worse, but it's not always super effective short term, and that's just drink a lot of water and stop talking. You can't always do that. If I'm on the road doing stand up and I lose my voice, I will go to the Minute Clinic and get a steroid shot. And
it works.
It takes a few hours, but you will get your voice back. The problem is you can only do so many steroid shots before you get just really jacked.
Oh yeah. Because it goes to your muscles.
You're just like, but you feel like garbage like the next day. So I'm very careful about when I do it, but if I have a performance, I'll have them pop me with it, knowing that I don't have a performance the next day. So steroid shot is like your emergency, but if you're losing it, it's just drink a lot of water. You just want to get it moist, and then you want to keep it wet, and then you don't want to use it.
What about tea?
It's fine. All that's fine.
Honey.
Like super, super short term, but that's like sore throat, so it feels better. But just to get it back, that's it.
And that vocal rest is key too.
Yeah, and the throat, the voice is a muscle, just like anything else is. And so it's like singers. They can't just go from not singing for 5 months to on doing a full 60-minute show. They'll blow their voice. They have to slowly work that back to the normal strength.
Sometimes Lunchbox loses his voice when he goes to Vegas.
Allergies.
And he goes on vocal rest. It's awesome for like 2 days.
Mm-hmm. Allergies, though. But those allergies only happen when he goes to Vegas and yells a lot and drinks a lot.
I've never heard him go on full vocal rest.
Oh, he does. He like signs.
I tell him I can't talk. I tell my wife,
Life. Here's Braden in Houston.
Morning, studio. Hey, got a morning corny. What did Eddie and Lunchbox say to iHeart when they offered them a 401k? No way. I can't run that far.
Funny.
Do you want to do 401k? Yeah, no way. We can't run that far.
I like it.
That
may have been the best one ever.
Wow.
And rude.
Hit me up. We'll write together.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
The Wall Street Journal says that some employers are pumping fragrances into workspaces to improve workers' moods and hopefully want to, you know, keep them in the office.
It's got to be so light, though, because there's a fine line between, hey, that's pleasant, where it's not like, whoa, that smells good, because that almost never happens unless it's cookies or food. You rarely walk into a smell and go, woo, that smells good.
Or Vegas.
Unless it's food. Now, if they're pumping in like a smell of like cologne or that never feels great. If it's just faint enough, sometimes you'll be like, oh, that does smell pretty good. Like you have to, but if it's ever just super easy to then it's bad. But I don't need that. I just need something to cover up certain people's farts.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're consulting with experts on magic scents. It's like a combination.
If you do cookies, I'm gonna want cookies.
Right. Always.
No, it's a custom blend.
If you do tacos, I'm gonna want tacos.
Oh, that'd be great.
There could be
if
like
if you do cinnamon rolls. Go ahead, sorry.
There could be like 35 different ingredients. Some that are good for the office is the Asian sambac jasmine, which is said to improve happiness and confidence.
I've had too much of that in my life. I'm done.
The Indian sandalwood for alleviating anxiety. Italian pine fights fatigue. And the expert says you cannot just pick random things because you should know that if you combine scents like lavender and pumpkin pie, there is a arousal effect.
Oh, my.
Everybody walks around with,
oh, my goodness.
I do like the smell of pine, though.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I take back that only it can be food. Pine or leather, like football. Baseball glove, leather.
Or like chaps.
That's good.
Yeah, but I don't know how that makes you feel.
Leather chaps.
What?
Leather.
Okay,
you know.
Go ahead.
Another study is showing that reusable water bottles and tumblers have more bacteria than toilet seats. And this was done by waterfilterguru.com. And they sent samples from everyday tumblers like the Stanley mugs everybody walks around with.
What, Lunch, where's your old? You switch it up?
Yeah, what is this?
No, this is just, I forgot the other one. This happened to be in the car.
Is it because you cleaned the other one?
No, it was just, I forgot it. I took it home and
when's
I
when's the last time you've cleaned that other one? Honestly.
No, I cleaned it? No, it's like last week. I hit the button and
No, the button, eventually there's no battery in it anymore.
No, it charges. It recharges.
But you've never like washed it out ever?
No. You don't have to.
I hear you, but I think you kind of do sometimes. Because I think some of the bacteria is probably stronger than what the normal, what that thing does, that top thing.
That UV ray says kills 99.9% of bacteria.
Man, if you would pee in that and do the bacteria kill and drink the water, if it like made water, I would give you $100.
No. I don't know if it sterilizes pee.
99.9%?
You said 99.9%, so it'd be like a point.
No, it may kill the bacteria, but it's still going to taste like pee.
My offer stands, $150.
No.
Do it.
Well, so the
what are you
water.
Talking about? We totally.
Well, the water bottles, they need to be washed daily. And I know that people are not doing
paper,
that.
Paper.
Well, that yeah. You're just boxed using water. And throwing away.
Yeah, but I can. It's environmentally friendly.
But this makes me even think of my kids and their water bottles because sometimes they just keep them in their backpack and I'll just refill it and I won't wash it. So this is also for parents to wash our kids' water bottles because the average person washes them only a few times a month.
That's a good call.
And
we think it's just water, so how can it be dirty?
No, yeah, and they found surprising levels of bacterial contamination, so heads up.
I do think it's funny when they compare it to a toilet seat, because really what happens to a toilet seat? You don't actually poop on the toilet seat. You don't point. If you do, Eddie, that's a problem.
No, you're right.
But when they said inside the toilet bowl, that would be different.
Right.
Oh, the only thing the toilet seat's really touching is your butt cheeks, and those aren't really dirty.
Well, but when you flush, bacteria flies everywhere, they say.
Got them.
So it doesn't.
But not enough because I pushed the button on the top of the bathroom and it cleans all the bacteria.
Oh, 99.9?
Like yeah, 99.9. Okay, what else?
So a mom on TikTok is going viral for a video that she shared revealing what her young daughter considers old people names. Ashley.
Oh, so kids now.
Yikes. They're like, Ashley.
Yeah, yikes.
You know, it's like our...
Bertha, Gertrude.
Theodosia.
Mod.
Stuff like that. Barbara's, Margaret's.
Still, I think those are old to us too, though. Barbara's and Margaret's.
But I think some of the old is what's coming back because what they, the names that her daughter considers young.
Bobby.
Olivia, Isabella, Charlotte, and Ella.
Dang it. I used to think my name was young.
I love those names.
And my wife's like, it's not young. I was like, it's not Bob, it's Bobby. She goes, even that, look it up. Looked it up. Most popular, 1936.
Bobby's probably definitely old to them.
Yeah, but it's probably coming back around.
Eventually.
It's on the way, though.
That was Amy's pile of stories. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So 5 years ago, Hannah had this dog, Will, and he wandered away from her. That like, sucks. Just away from
that
her home.
That makes me so sad even thinking about it. Yep.
October 2019. She obviously has been trying to find him, but has started to lose hope that, like, it's probably just never going to happen.
Yeah. After 5 years, I don't think you're starting. I think you're like,
move on.
I know, it sucks.
Well, that hope rekindled after she saw a photo of a stray dog on a local animal shelter site, the Clermont County Animal Shelter.
So they had the dog?
Well, they put all the dogs up on Facebook and she checks it regularly.
Years.
And she was like, wait a second, that looks like my dog.
You have to hire one of those FBI people to draw the dog younger to see if it matches.
Right.
So they were holding this big event, like, for the shelter. And so she showed up to see the dog in person. And sure enough, that was her Will.
That's crazy. I wonder if Will, because dogs supposedly don't know time. They can't tell time. They don't know how long time is
going
to
They don't have watches. They can't
Well, no, clocks. I mean, like, they're not like in Vegas. They just have no concept. Regardless, right. I wonder if Will's still, like, newer.
And do we really believe? I mean, I understand she found
him. Okay, pee on her story. Go ahead. Pee on her Cheerios. Go ahead.
She said she looked every day. You don't look
for 5 years.
For 5 years, oh, no way. No chance.
But probably meant she looked every day for a while until she had
right. And then she moved on, probably got a new dog. And then she just happened to be checking out that they.
Oh, don't make this story bad. This story to me is one that moves me. She found her dog after 5 years. Was the dog like, what's up? Good to see you again.
Will's like, I'm a completely different person.
Yeah, I've grown. I'm matured. Yeah.
Will also had a new name. It was Rome.
See?
Oh, man.
Will kind of sucks for a dog name. It's just too simple.
Well, who knows? Maybe she named it after him after somebody.
Yeah, Will. But it's special. Like, Will sounds like every other word that you say.
Like, Will you do that?
Yeah, so you call William. Or Willie. And as a human, it makes sense because we understand the difference in saying the same word but it meaning different things. No and no. Like, do you know? Or no, I don't. Those no's are different, but we can tell the difference. A dog can't.
Yes. Yeah, like if you have someone over your house, will you grab me the milk?
Oh, Will.
And here comes the dog.
No, Will's got a bucket of milk in his hand. That's awesome. I love that story. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances. Whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.